And welcome to another Gaslit podcast. And thank you very much indeed for listening. This is episode 49, and this is live from Gaslit Towers in the historic city of Rochester. Well, no longer, it's an historic city anymore because it lost its city status due to an administration error over at the council, and they've never reinstated it. And we've got a castle, we've got a cathedral, we've got universities, but they still won't give it to the city of Medway. I think that was one of the pledges, actually. Let's go for the city of Medway rather than the city of Rochester. But that sounds a little bit political, and I don't do politics here, do I? So there we are. We've also got a fantastic giveaway this week from Darren at City Plumbing Rochester, a fantastic little plumbers merchants that we use, one of the main streamers down there. So listen out, it's a £50 voucher from Love to Shop, and he donated that personally himself to this episode. And I'm going to give you the phrase to email in at podcast@gaslit.net. And listen to that, and it'll be within this podcast, and then you'll be entered to win it. And there's a little bit on the back there with a pin code and stuff like that, and I'm sure you can spend it online. So it doesn't matter where you are. I don't think you need the physical card for it. But first thing I want to show you is my thermal camera. Now, it doesn't have a very good battery on this. So what I'll do is I'll show you very, very quickly here. So that's me there, and you can see my glasses. I'm just looking over at the computer just to make sure that it's all in focus. And if you see my hand, and then you can actually see the cooler parts of my hand there. So the fingers there we can see are a bit cooler. And obviously it doesn't work on glasses. There we are, we'll take them off. And you can actually see the cooler parts of my face, which is always the extremities there. And if we have a look around the office there, you're not really going to see it. But yeah, this is locked. As we can see here on this corner here, it's got a range and it's locked at 34.9. So I'll give that a little tap because I'm watching this backwards. And then that'll auto range itself. So it'll actually come down a little bit in colour there. So looking a bit spooky and eye on that there. But as you can see from the battery symbol, it's not very good. And so this thing will self-calibrate this one. It's a little bit older, this one. The battery's not very good. I tend to use it on the with a little battery backup there, just to make sure. So we'll get that turned off and we'll get that away. So it's one of the little tools we use here at Gaslit, which is really good for finding hot water pipes running through buildings within the fabric of the building. If it's too deep down, you won't find it. But it's good for that. It's also good for balancing radiators and central heating systems. So with all that balance inside, you can look at a radiator and you'll be able to see the orange glow around it and go to the next one. Does that need opening up a bit more? Does that need closing down a bit more? And you can see the rate of how they're warming up, and it's a really, really fast way of actually balancing their central heating system, which is all fantastic. So that's the thermal camera. And they do the little ones that clip on your phone, but I'm always worried that little plug there, you're paying £300-400 for this little thing that's about that big. A, you're going to lose it. And B, when you keep plugging in and out, when it breaks, it's broken. That's completely standalone, and I really do like it. I think that cost me £300-400, maybe £500 back in the day. So it's a good few years old, that one there. They probably don't make the old C2 anymore. But Fleur are one of the industry leaders in the thermal camera space. So fantastic. Really good, really good. So I've got a couple of listeners' questions that I want to run through with you. And I've actually already recorded this podcast once, and it got to about 23 minutes and realised the video didn't work. So I've had to redo this here. So apologies if I miss any little bits out on here, because I've now gone straight to watching me in the video rather than having the text up on the screen, just to make sure I can see the video counter clicking away there at the bottom. So we had a couple of listeners, a couple of Facebook viewers, questions that are coming. So one of them, we answered some last week, and some other questions come in a little bit later on. So I thought I'd catch up on them. If somebody's bothered to put the time to type it into us, I'm going to be bothered to answer it. So we had one about a WC. So it's on the fill side on a toilet. WC stands for water closet. That's what it stands for, which is the container that holds the water. And when we flush it, however it works, the water drops down and then flushes all the deposits, we'll call it, away in the toilet pan. So that's where that first comes from, the WC. And so that she was talking about, I'm sure it was a female, was talking about as it's coming to the, as the water level's coming up and it's reaching the end, it's sort of just hissing that last little bit, and it's not shutting off really quickly. But it's like just dragging on a little bit. So if you've got a ball cock in your toilet system, so basically if you've got like a little hole and you've got the ball cock and it comes out and it pivots, it's pushing like a little pin against a tiny little hole. And that water the other side, although it doesn't come out very fast, we're probably standing pressure of 1, 2, 3 bar of pressure. So it's quite a lot of pressure. That little plastic pin, where it's pushing on the hole, pushing on the diaphragm, however it's working, will then just be really slowly. And as the water falls in, obviously the level in the water will drop around. So you're getting this pss, 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 and you can start getting that noise, whatever you want to call it. Or you can get a really slow close as it then comes up on the ball to turn it off. Now, if you have like the float top, it's like a cup. So it's half full of air as the water's pushing it up. They shut off really, really quickly. That's more of the like the modern type of toilet feels on out there. So that's probably what it is. You've got a ball cock. And if it ever does go wrong, I'd say change it over and get the float side. You might have to change your flush over as well, because if it's the old fashioned with a handle lifting up the siphon, they're quite bulbous inside and they usually don't fit. So if you're going to do it, change the lot over. And what I'll call it the guts. So change all the guts over and then you're done and dusted. And if it is close coupled, you'll have a little donut inside there, a little like rubber ring. Get that changed as well. Don't cut any corners. They sell them as a whole kit as well, like Fluid Master. And I love a bit of Fluid Master. If I'm going to do a toilet, I'll always insist on Fluid Master, because there's no point in trying to get the cheap rubbish and thinking that'll do and that'll be okay, because you end up just going back anyway. The second question was at the end of the summer, coming into the autumn, when they first turned the heating back on. I'm not quite sure what they're doing for hot water, what the system is, but I'm presuming it's some sort of sealed system. Maybe they don't use a lot of hot water. Maybe got an electric shower or whatever it is. They're finding they're having to top the water up. Now, that can be a couple of things. Now, we all know water is made of 2 hydrogen and 1 oxygen molecules, and they're bonded together and it makes water. But through electrolysis, we can actually split hydrogen. And that's what the technology they're looking at in the hydrogen fuel cells, to look at putting hydrogen through the gas pipe as a blend, and hydrogen cars, which are available. I don't think there's any available in this country, but they're certainly in the Far East. Hydrogen cars are a thing. Your Hondas and stuff like that. I've seen it advertised on the telly. I think Nissan, I think even BMW have got one, but not too sure. But hydrogen cars are a thing and they're coming along, which is an alternative to the whole electric EV side. But that's another question. That's another topic. But what can happen is, so we don't have the electrolysis to split the hydrogen, but if you've got, and I went through this on the last week's episode, if you've got corrosion happening through a lack of inhibitor, and all radiators are made of steel, as that starts breaking down, the hydrogen starts separating away from the oxygen. So then as we then turn the boiler on, we get a little slug of air, or this hydrogen will come across, and top of the pump inside a combination boiler, we'll use that for an example, is an auto air vent. And I've done other videos on the auto air vents, and basically it's just a float, and it's just floated up and it to the top, and it makes it seals itself in this little like hole. And then when the slug of air or oxygen, or we'll just call it gas, slug of gas comes along, it drops down because obviously it's not floating anymore on liquid, and then it'll self vent and then until it pushes back up and makes a seal. And if you've got little tiny pockets of this from each of the radiator that are coming through, that then starts adding together and you start getting these little drops. Also, it can be the expansion vessel. The expansion vessel is a ball or a rectangle or whatever the shape it is, doesn't matter. And it's got air one side and the water's pressing against the other for the expansion. And now that rubber diaphragm there, it can start leaking through the diaphragm 100%. It's quite thick, but just it can do that. And there's a little valve in there, like a car tire valve. And I always get the word wrong, a strata valve, a strava valve, whatever they're called. But those car tire valves or bicycle tire valves, they do let by a little bit as well. So you can get a little bit of loss through that. So typically, if you're topping it up and it's lasting all winter and you're just topping it up, it could just be a breakdown. If you're starting to top it up more and more and more and more often, then that's typically an expansion issue, because it's the air is depleting, and it starts sort of, it goes off on a bit of a graph like that, whatever those graphs are called, I don't know. So, yeah, so there's a couple of questions there. I did get asked, you know, what are your favourite things about being a plumber? Now, one thing that I really, really do enjoy is actually fault finding, finding the problem and getting it fixed and walking out like a bit of a hero. And that's really what I super enjoy, and I still enjoy that today. Obviously, I run the business here at Gaslick, and we have a whole team that I've got to manage and try to feed in with work and sort out problems as they do arise. But when I go out on the road, I don't really, personally, I don't want to be doing installing heating systems and stuff like that. We do it as a team, but I prefer to go out, find a problem, get it fixed, make the customer happy, and let's go on to the next one. And that's for me personally, that's what I enjoy. And as we're getting on with the team's growing here, I'm sort of finding out a little bit less and less that I'm able to get out. So at the moment, it's what, coming on for 9 o'clock in the evening. So I've done a full day. I started work at 6, and I got to my first quote at 8 o'clock this morning. So, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night. I did the same last night, but this is really, really passionate of mine about getting this podcast done. And as I made a promise to you right at the beginning, I'm going to, every single week, I want to deliver some content and I want to deliver some value to you. And this is not one big sales tool that we do this all for. And it does help with SEO, of course it does, and those sort of bits there, but I don't want to push this as a big sales thing. So what we've been up to here at Gaslick and Gaslick Towers. First of all, the phrase that pays to get you into the draw. And here we have it, the physical love to shop. I won't turn it around because it's got the PIN code and the thing on the back, all the reference numbers on. I know there's a bunch of scamps out there that will try and snake this off as if they could. So, there's the love to shop voucher. So the phrase to enter the competition for a 50 quid voucher from Darren at CPS, City Plumbing in Rochester, is City Plumbing Rochester. Just keep it simple and email that into podcast@gaslick.net and you'll be in the draw. So, Gaslick news, what we've been up to. So, we've finally got through our air conditioning or F-gas qualifications, and we're now registered with REFCOM, which are one of the industry leading associations that manage refrigerant gases. So we'll be, look out on our socials. We'll be putting some bits and pieces out there. I'm super excited to feedback to you guys is the efficiencies, because an air conditioning unit has been around for decades and decades. And it is a air-to-air heat pump. Now, we never called them heat pumps. We called them air conditioning units. And so the whole heat cycle and cooling cycle. Now, obviously, on now the buzzword is heat pumps, because we're taking heat from the outside and we're transferring that to water for our low temperature heating and our hot water systems in our homes. So it's exactly the same system, just in reverse for cooling, or just the other way around. And there's some pros and cons with a heat pump system, which are very, very expensive and very big and difficult to install, and typically an F-gas system is maybe sort of the material, maybe 500-600 quid, and then plus the fitting, and you can heat up a room with warm air and dehumidify the air as well very quickly within 2 or 3 minutes. So over here at Gaslick Towers, I'll be installing a little dual system here, and I'll be running through all the bits and pieces and doing some and taking some content and be able to share the data with you and on the benefits, the pros and the cons, because I don't think that we should only ever sell the upside to anything. So I'll tell you how it is, because the, you know, honesty is the best policy, and in my book there. We're coming up to episode 52 in 3 weeks' time. So this is going to be the first anniversary of the podcast. And I actually went to I went to this business training event, and I said to the guy who does all of the podcast stuff, I met him a good few times, old Mike Chudley. And I said, oh, about the video podcast, what about this? And he said, Sean, just crack on with it. Stop being a wuss and just get better with time. Don't try and be perfect on the first episode. And I really think that things have really changed for us here with on the podcast. And I've actually personally, I've grown within my little presenting style. And we've got little bits of kit. We've got this like teleprompter box here. So I'm looking straight down the eyes. Not to do on television. And I can actually see myself, which is a bit weird because that's not on my left and that's not my right. But there we are because it's all in reverse. But what's really good though is I can see the word fire exit. Oh yeah, is that what, that's right there, and that's the right way round. So I'm not quite sure how that works, but anyway, it does work. So I'm really looking forward to setting up a little podcast area, a little dedicated area, because at the moment this is just on my desk. And we've got the microphones at the back there for when we do the audio only stuff. So we're working towards hopefully in the next sort of 4 or 5 weeks we'll have a little spot set up just for the podcast and the video recordings, because I've got loads of bits downstairs I want to break up, show you, tear it apart and show you how it all works inside. But it gets a bit difficult. Obviously, this has got a fire alarm system on the communal, so I can't fire up blow lamps in here and stuff, creating smoke, because the whole place will start being evacuated. And then before we know it, we're getting into super trouble here on the estate. So we'll always have to do that stuff outside. But the actual main video and the sort of grinding and that, so, but the main videos, I really want to get into a little dedicated area where we can set it out. We can have a nice backdrop and not of like, it's that side, isn't it? Anne's chair and the printer and a paper shredder and what else we've got over there? I think we've got some hand soap or hand gel or whatever it is. So we can get a nice little bit more of a professional finish to the podcast. And I want to really be more proactive this summer on getting some guests in, because it's been so difficult with being so busy getting a guest in and a bit, oh, I'll give you a call when I'm about and this and that. I really want to get focused onto that and delivering a better level of content to you guys. Well, thank you very much indeed for listening. So get in the draw. I've gave you the phrase. You know what it is. The podcast at gaslit.net is the email address. So any questions that you want answered here, I'll happy answer them. And you got any ideas on what to do on the Gaslit podcast's first birthday, if you want me to be singing, if you want me to be dancing, if you want me to dress up like a prat, I'll do anything. Just email it in and the team here, Kim and Anne, they'll pick it and then I'll have to do it. So the crazier the better, because you know me, I have no shame. You take care, guys. Have a fantastic week. All the best. Goodbye.